While the Biden administration's not formally denied the transfer, it's essentially taking action through inaction, stalling its approval of two types of Boeing-made precision bombs. The revelation comes after a dizzying few days of developments, Hamas making a surprise announcement that it's agreed to a ceasefire deal, but one that's different to a previous version already approved by the Israelis, all whilst Israel began a military operation in the southern Gazan city of Rafah, despite US protestations. The executive branch of the government here is required to notify Congress by Wednesday on whether Israel's breached international law in this conflict, findings which could bring about even more calls to halt arms shipments to Israel, as lawmakers stateside come under intense pressure to stop supplying weapons used in this war effort, having recently passed another huge funding package for Israel worth tens of billions of dollars. The White House insists its commitment to Israel's security remains ironclad. The US is Israel's biggest financial and arms backer. Benji Hire, Washington.